You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Survey was out asking people if you ran into a celebrity somewhere out in the wild, just minding your own business.
AKA the airport. Yeah.
Yeah. And a celebrity walks by. Let's just pick anybody at random. Ariana Grande. You see her walking by and you're like, oh, it's Ariana Grande.
I know her.
Now, question they ask people. Would you want a picture with that person or would you want their autograph if you had to pick? And it wasn't even close.
Picture all day long.
Yeah. I don't even know. The whole thing about autographs is kind of interesting to me. They used to be popular for people, and people even had little autograph books.
Yeah.
And they would take them around places and get various celebrities to sign them.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. The weirdest one I was seeing, it was the kids at Disneyland walking around with their little autograph books, getting autographs from all the characters. And I'm like, it's not really, it's just a person that's...
You know, I read a thing about that. Those characters, part of their training, which lasts sometimes for weeks, is learning how to sign that character's name.
Yeah, and doing it with those giant gloves on and things like that, too. Which I saw some of them. They look like scribbles to me, but... Didn't look like it. Didn't say Mickey at all. It was Mr. Scribbles.
They say that half of people would want a picture. Only 7% would ask for an autograph.
Well, it's actual physical proof. You know, it's like you can forge the autograph or just say that you saw him and put a scribble down. Like the photo is actual proof that you were there, breathing the same air.
Any more is it though with
as
Photoshop?
Hugh Jackman. Yeah, I mean, I sure, but who's ultra Photoshop savvy? A small grouping of people.
I don't know, man. You once took a picture of one of my Galahad books and put it in the hands of the Pope, as I recall.
Yeah, I did do that.
And I used to show that picture to people all the time. I was like, look, the Pope's reading my books. 33% said they don't want either one. They don't want a photo or an autograph. And I happen to fall into that category because I don't really care about that stuff. And I can say that after having years and years and years and years in hit radio. And as a program director and a music director and stuff, I was backstage with so many artists and I had my picture taken all the time.
Right.
But it was a group shot, right? There's like five of us and we're all going to get a picture with, Janet Jackson
It's part of the gig when you're doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there'd be like four or five of us and they'd line up. All right. You guys get this, picture with, Sting. Boom. Take the picture.
You're like, okay.
So I'm not either one. However, we recognize that our listeners do have photos with celebrities.
Yeah, I want to hear about your brush with fame. Who did you meet? What were they like? Did you get a picture? Is it still up in your house? I just had a friend, actually, Sweet Mary, sent me a picture of her and Jay Leno, and it looks like from the 90s, probably, and it's in a little frame, and she's got it up at her house. I met Jay Leno. I know my sister back in the day when we met Kathy Lee Gifford for her Christmas special. She got to meet Justin Timberlake because he was on the Christmas special and he came out and my sister got a picture with JT. And I think she probably still has that one displayed in her bedroom that she blew up. Like
in her bedroom?
Past 8x10. What's bigger than that? It's a big picture.
Yeah. 24x36 poster size?
Yeah. I think she still has that one up at the house.
I guess that's another question is like, where do you put these photos and how long do you keep them up?
Forever. I mean, it's funny. Well, it's not funny because Naomi Judge has passed away and Barbara Bush passed away. And my mom took us to meet both of those growing up at the Tattered Cover. And she's still got them framed at the house, in a little curio cabinet. And I was able to repost those on my social when they passed away. So
I saw your picture with Ms. Judd.
Yeah, she was great, man. Mm. Yeah.
Well, here's our question this morning. Now, phone calls are great, as always. Text, if that's easier for you, and that's the only way you can get through. 303-691-1MIX. This is where we want you to brag. Who did you snap the photo with? We got calls. We're going to go to the phones. In fact, let's start with the phones,
and then
we'll go to some
who'd
of these
meet?
Other messages.
You want to know? Who'd you meet?
Here's Biba. Biba, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
So who you got a picture with?
I happen to get a picture with Machine Gun Kelly.
Whoa.
While performing in Denver.
It's kind of a big deal. He's big
while
time right
performing,
now.
How'd you do that?
Well, I was actually walking into a hotel. My friend, she had a bachelor party, so I dressed up and I was walking in to go meet her, and I saw this group of men walking towards me, and in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, ignore them, don't make eye contact, you look way too cute, you don't need men to be looking at you. And then later, well, as I kept walking, I was like, who's that in the middle of that group of people? Well, those were Machine Gun Kelly's bodyguards protecting him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you made your way into the middle, huh?
I know, right? And so I pulled the only thing that I knew that might work was just kind of screaming loud to get his attention as a fan, and then he did stop.
You screamed at him.
Can you reenact that by chance, what you sounded like?
Yeah, like, ah, I think I can't leave.
Yeah, that gets your attention.
That works, yeah, that works.
Well, that's cool.
Hey, listen, yeah. Thank you for sure. Where is that photo today, by the way? Do you have it printed up somewhere, or is it just on your phone?
No, but I do want to print it out. It's on iCloud.
Well, send us a copy of it, all right? Text
yeah, we
us.
Need to see it, all right?
I will try.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for listening. When she said when he was performing, I thought she hopped up on stage.
I know.
Something.
They had to shove her down or something.
She's one of those people who rushes the stage. Hey, Gwen, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
We're
Who'd
good.
You get a picture with?
Elvis. Not a picture. It was an autograph. It was back in 1969 or 70, so no picture.
No, you didn't have a smartphone, huh?
No. And I gave the autograph to my dad and my little sister. I was living in Washington, D.C. at the time. So I gave it to them. They took it back home, and we couldn't find it. When he moved out of his house and we were going through everything, we couldn't find it. He couldn't find it. He didn't remember where it went.
Did you ever find
it?
Did you ever find it?
No, never.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Gwen, thank you for the call.
That's a bummer.
Oh, no.
Oh, a picture of Elvis is going forever.
You got an autograph from Elvis, and you can't find it.
She's all shook up.
Elaine says, I have a picture of me with Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
I like that.
I don't know why. Anna says, my daughter took a photo of me with the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, the Dos Equis guy.
Yeah.
Cool.
She says, we saw him at a mall. How random. Yeah, that's funny.
Not
There's
that interesting,
a guy
huh?
that people would get a photo with without knowing what his name is. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, they're just like, hey, beer guy.
Because most people don't know his, I don't even remember the actor's name, but
who knows,
all right, what
yeah.
else do we got?
Numerous Peyton Mannings coming in. Somebody met Ludacris at DIA. John Elway at a Bon Jovi concert. Hugh Jackman. Jimmy Stewart.
There's Megan says, I've got a picture of Garth Brooks holding me as a baby.
There's a lot of Garth Brooks coming in.
That's really good.
That's funny.
Oh, she shared the photo, too. There she is. She's just a little peanut.
Karen said, Jimmy Fallon, we locked eyes at Disneyland. Larry King, a lot of John Elways. Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Billy
Luca
Joel
says,
twice.
Mr. Beast,
there you go. Miles sent in a picture of him and Lady Gaga. Yeah, a lot of Dom and
in
Jerry's
the meat dress
in.
Or just...
No, nah, just in a funny
meat.
Little hat.
I feel stupid on some of these because they're like, here I am with a photo with so-and-so, and I don't know who that celebrity is.
Oh,
like,
I'll look at it and tell you. Like my wife texted me. She says she got Jay-Z's autograph. He was sitting behind me at the Broncos game, got his autograph. This was before smartphones. It was the AFC Championship game with the Jets. I was like, oh, my gosh, details. I go, what are you wearing? What were you wearing? She said, probably Birkenstocks with socks.
That's good. Bobby says, photo with Magic Johnson.
Oh, that's a cool one. Angela met David Letterman. Oh, go ahead.
It says, I kept taking pictures, and he finally just said, okay, let's get a picture, blah, blah, blah. So I guess Bobby was just snapping photos, and Magic finally said, just come here.
Come here. Greg met Joe Biden on the 16th Street Mall. Getting ice cream.
Oh, okay. Debbie says a picture of Don Henley. Here's a George H.W. Bush. Now, this is kind of funny. Who is this that sent this? Because I got to see the name on here. Don't see the name. From 0287 said, I used to deliver mail to Brock Osweiler and Aqib Talib, the two former Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Now, if you're delivering mail to them, are you allowed to ask for an autograph or a photo?
Nah, you just steal their mail. This one's big. This one's going to make all the ladies jealous. Chris, as in a female Chris, says, I drank beers with Jason Momoa. We were staying at the same hotel in Belfast, and there's a picture of her sitting at the bar with Jason Momoa's arm around her, and they're totally, like, cuddling. And she's got the biggest smile on her face.
That's a win right
That's
there.
That's a win. That's a huge win. She looks so happy. These are great.